A fast-moving batch of showers worked through the area last night and this morning. That area of wet weather is now off to our east. We've had some clearing develop through the area this afternoon, though clouds have been rather stubborn, kind of hanging on behind that disturbance. So even though there is some sunshine across the area, we are still looking at a good deal of cloud cover. Additionally, there's just a couple of very light sprinkles left behind with these clouds, so it's certainly possible that at least in a few locations we'll have another little spritz or light shower between now and about 6 or 7 o'clock, but most areas will remain dry. And farther west, the clearing line is working its way through the Great Lakes region and western New York, and we will transition from mainly cloudy to mainly clear as we work ahead into the nighttime hours. It is going to be another cool night. We'll have temperatures fall back into the 30s and 40s. We should stay above frosty levels in just about every location, and there's the potential for some areas of locally dense fog, especially late this evening and then after midnight. As we work into the day tomorrow, high pressure will build into the Great Lakes area. We'll also see a weak cold front approach the North Country. That could bring at least some clouds in areas north and west of Albany. Otherwise, it looks to be a bright day with temperatures generally in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow night and Thursday, that cold front will work its way through the region. It's rather starved for moisture, so we're not expecting much, if any, in the way of rainfall. However, there will be some clouds around tomorrow night into the day on Thursday, and the passage of that cold front will set our temperatures back even further as we work into the end of the week. So there's the potential for a widespread frost with some freeze conditions by late this week, certainly a situation that we will watch closely. A quick check on the tropics this afternoon. Hurricane Edward is the first major hurricane of the season. It achieved Category 3 status. The storm is over 400 miles to the east of Bermuda. It's beginning now to turn to the north and northeast and will not impact that island. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low in the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 65 to 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the middle to upper 60s. Region-wide, on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 50s north and in the 60s for the capital region on south, and on Friday, mostly sunny and cooler, high 56 to 64. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.